A client may come to my office looking for a set of strategies to fix their kid's behavior, but they leave with so much more. A nuanced understanding of the child underneath the behavior and a set of tools that puts this understanding into practice. My hope is that after listening to this book, you will walk away with the same. I hope you emerge with renewed self-compassion, self-regulation, and self-confidence, and feel equipped to wire your children for these important qualities as well. This book is an initiation into a parenting model that is as much about self-development as it is about child development. The first 10 chapters consist of the parenting principles I live by, at home with my own 3 kids, in my office with clients and their families, and on social media with the many parents I've connected with over the years. My intention with these principles is to promote healing in children and parents and offer practical strategies for a more peaceful family experience. And at the heart of these principles is the idea that by understanding the emotional needs of a child, parents can not only improve behavior, but transform how the entire family operates and relates to one another. In the second half of this book, you will find, first, tactics for what I call building connection capital. These are tried and true strategies for increasing connection and closeness in a parent-child relationship. No matter the issue, even if the mood just feels bad at home and you can't figure out why, you can implement one of these interventions to start turning things around. After that, we'll move into tackling specific childhood behavior issues that often drive parents to seek out my help. Everything from sibling rivalry, tantrums, and lying, to anxiety, lack of confidence, and shyness. Not every single tactic will be applicable to every single kid. Only you know your child's individual needs. But these strategies will help you think differently when challenges arise and empower you to tackle these moments in ways that feel good to you and safe to your child. It probably comes as no surprise that I've never been one for trade-offs. I believe you can be firm and warm, boundaried and validating, focused on connection while acting as a sturdy authority. And I believe that in the end, this approach also feels right to parents, not just logically, but deep in their souls. Because we all want to see our children as good kids, see ourselves as good parents, and work toward a more peaceful home. And every one of those things is possible. We don't have to choose. We can have it all. Part 1. Dr. Becky's Parenting Principles. Chapter 1. Good Inside. Let me share an assumption I have about you and your kids. You are all good inside. When you call your child a spoiled brat, you are still good inside. When your child denies knocking down his sister's block tower, even though you watched it happen, he is still good inside. And when I say good inside, I mean that we all, at our core, are compassionate, loving, and generous. The principle of internal goodness drives all of my work. I hold the belief that kids and parents are good inside, which allows me to be curious about the why of their bad behaviors. This curiosity enables me to develop frameworks and strategies that are effective in creating change. There's nothing in this book as important as this principle. It is the foundation for all that's to come, because as soon as we tell ourselves, okay, slow down, I'm good inside, my kid is good inside too, we intervene differently than we would if we allowed our frustration and anger to dictate our decisions. The tricky part here is that it's remarkably easy to put frustration and anger in the driver's seat.